In the Kundalini book, you have seen this little drum. The Devi is holding the drum and is using it very fast. And the purpose of this is to create the vibration. And this is a skin. And this is usually a seed from some plant. So the seed can touch one side or the other. So the drum is an element of time. Besides creating the vibrations and the reactions in the human body, big drums have different effects on us and on the body, and mainly in the region of the stomach and the whole abdomen, and create also thereby a different mood. But what I wanted to show you tonight here particularly, the drum being an element of time. How much time do you spend on this side or on this side? The difference of the two sides, I will tell you in a moment. When you think of time, you think of clock time, calendar time, the years of your life, centuries, and I call this small time. And then you think of great time, something like aeons, eternity, and millenniums. So then you go into a different level of time in your estimation of time. So how much time does it take you? The first four words that I got from the Tibetan guru was God, Guru, prayer, and time. How long does it take you to know God? How long does it take you to know Guru? How much time do you need to, or do you employ for prayer? How much time does it take till the Guru accepts the prayer? How much time till your prayers reach God? So the time element became extremely important and really forced into a deep level of thinking. Now, how many lifetimes have you already wasted? So the time element becomes very, very important, as you can see. And sometime if you will think about what time means to you in your time of reflection, then this may be of quite some importance. It may clarify something, because you often decide by your attitude and by your action how much time you have already let pass by without awareness, and how much more time do you have left to do what you ought to do to fulfill the purpose of your life, you really don't know. The drum itself is symbolic for the womb. The seed that penetrates the one side of the womb is connected with procreation. The seed that goes into the human womb creates another human being. But the other side of the drum is not the womb. The other side of the drum is a cosmic womb, or your own consciousness. And the seed of knowledge, when this penetrates, produces your own spiritual being, or your own spiritual baby, if you like. So you may need time to make a decision of where your life is going to be, in one way or another. Which seed, in which womb, and how it will be received, and how it will be nourished. The penetration of the either seed produces something else. We can deal here again with the two selves, the human being and also the eternal self, the self of the light that you are, the other part of you, which already is symbolized also in your physical, you have a tangible physical body. But you have also an intangible mind, intangible consciousness that you can take in your hand and have a look at it. So you live in two worlds, and that is symbolized also in this drum that is like an hourglass by its shape and form. And the hourglass having the seeds or the sand going into either up or down and wherever it goes, and you turn it over, then the sand runs through and you can measure a certain time. Now, what is your time? Your own time. And no one knows how much time is left in our lives. People get old, but people die young. Some very young. Traffic accidents show this all the time. So time should be a new concept. And you can stretch your time by just being leisurely about it, or you can be very anxious of time and say, I don't know how much time is left, so I better make use of every day as if that was my last day. We have some time, we had some workshops here. If you had only 3 weeks to live, 3 months to live, what would you do with your life? And then pursue this. You don't have to go through the actual process. Make up your mind to make the best of the time that is on your hands. Turn all action into spiritual practice.